Hi, this is Steve Gray, and you are listening to the MS Supervisors Podcast, the official podcast of the Mississippi Association of Supervisors. The 15th week of the 2024 regular legislative session is now complete. The deadline for original floor action on general bills and constitutional amendments originating in other house has passed. The deadline for original floor action on appropriations and revenue bills originating in other house is Tuesday, April the 16th. MAS items that are in conference. Purchasing measure heads to conference for further negotiation on Wednesday, April the 10th. The Mississippi State Senate declined to concur with the House chamber changes to Senate Bill 2699 and invited conference for further discussion. Note, conferees are not yet named. Mental health measure heads to conference. House names conferees. House Bill 1640. On Wednesday, April the 10th, the Mississippi House of Representatives declined to concur with the Senate chamber changes to House Bill 1640 and invited conference for further discussions. The House named conferees are as follows: Representative Creekmore, Representative Flesher, Representative Hood. Inmate Medicaid Reimbursement Rate Measure, Senate Bill 2700. On Thursday, April the 11th, the Mississippi State Senate declined to concur with the House changes to Senate Bill 2700 and invited conference for further discussion. Note, conferees are not yet named. Use tax. Revision of types of expenditures that may be considered when calculating expenditures to be reported regarding the use tax modernization form. House Bill 1620. On Wednesday, April the 10th, the Mississippi House of Representatives declined to concur with the Senate chamber changes to House Bill 1620 and invited conference for further discussion. Note, House name conferees are as follows: Representative Lamar, Representative Stevenson, Representative Hood. Important appropriation and revenue measures. Senate Bill 3047, Mississippi Department of Revenue Budget. This measure contains the homestead exemption reimbursement. Currently, it is being recommended to be funded at $92 million. MAS is asking members to ask their local legislative delegation to support the homestead exemption reimbursement being funded at $92 million. House Bill 1799, this is the budget for the Mississippi Department of Insurance. This measure contains potential rural fire truck funding to the effect of $9 million at the discretion of the insurance commissioner and an additional $2 million for a matching program fund. House Bill 1951. This measure is the ARPA Rural Water Association Infrastructure Grant Program. Currently, this measure is being requested to be funded at $50 million. Note, any recipients of the previous Rural Water Association grant fund will not be eligible for these new monies. House Bill 1916, the Hospital Sustainability Grant Program. Note, this measure contains funding up to $6.8 million for the 11 hospitals that were declined to receive the original grant program funding from the previous session. Senate Bill 3036, the Mississippi Department of Agriculture and Commerce Budget. Note, this measure contains the Beaver Control Assistance Program and is recommended to be funded at $1.1 million. House Bill 1983. This is the Omnibus Special Projects Bill. Note, this measure continues to move through the session. MAS will monitor accordingly to see if it will contain special projects for county government. This concludes this week's MAS Legislative Update. Thank you.